We're holding Psachim Daf Beis Amud Beis. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We're holding five lines from the top Mesivit. The Gemara is discussing Orla Arbasa, according to the Manda. The Gemara brought an argument which the Gemara at this point understands is Or the night or Or the morning. So the Gemara is trying to prove what does Or mean. The Pasuk says in Eov, Yachshechu kochvei nishpo yikav le'o v'ayin v'al yireh b'afa peishachar. Eov asked that he cursed his mazel, and he said that his stars, the stars of the day he was supposed to be born, should have darkened, that he shouldn't have been born, he should have been like a person who seeks light and it's not there, he shouldn't see the morning lights. Mit kamai kavlo v'ayin, being that he says he hopes for light and it doesn't come, alma o yamamahu. You see, or is the day. He's saying he hopes for or, for day, and he doesn't see it. He's describing that Eov is saying, I should have been a miscarriage. I should have been like one who hopes for seeing light and doesn't see it. So the Gemara says, Hasa meladut kalait le'iov le'mazale. There, Eov is cursing his mazel. Amar, he said, Yekav, like kaveh, he hopes, le'or, for light, for the light of day, va'ain, and it doesn't come. Ve'al yireh, it should have been that he wouldn't have seen, Eov is saying about himself, he wouldn't have seen the light of the morning. That's what Eov was saying. So the Gemara says over there, Eov was cursing his mazel. He said, Amar, Eov said, Yehi Rava, it should be the will of Hashem. That he's talking about himself. I should seek light and not see it, meaning I should be dead. Eov is saying, I'm suffering so much, I wish I were dead, I wish I were never born. If I were conceived, I should have been a miscarriage. So over there he's saying, it should be as though I were seeking light and wouldn't see it. But he's not referring to the light of day. This isn't the proof that or means day. He's just referring to light in general. He's saying about himself, I should have been in a state where I wish for light and I didn't see it. I should have been dead. That's what Eov is saying. Says Rashi, Kochavei nishpo, Kochavei leilo, Yekav leo, Yetzape liyom. That's how the Gemara is understanding in the Hava Amina. Ve'al yireh be'afapei shachar, afapei zihur, linahora, לדבר המאיר ולא שיהיה שם היום אור ולא כאמר יקב ליום אלא יקב שיעיר ועין יא?
What is the home?
Light shine
the or the iron.
He said about himself, I shouldn't have seen the light of the morning. The stars that lighten up his night should have darkened. Eov is saying, anything positive should have been gone and I shouldn't have been born. So one of the ways he's saying it is the stars that lighten up the light should have been dark.
Nishpo
is his night. The Neshef Be'erev Yom. Vaitu. The Gemara brings another ayah. Meitivet. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Va'omar achoshech yishufeini ve'layla or ba'adeini. David HaMelech is saying, I was suffering, I was being chased, and I said to myself, I'm going to be enveloped in this darkness, and I was thinking it's always going to be dark for me, and the darkness that I was in ultimately became light. The Laila, and in essence what happened was, Or Ba'adeini became, the night became day for me. Hashem made the darkness into light. Hashem made the night into day. So we see when he says Hashem made the night into day, he says Velaila or ba'adeini, the night became day for me. Alma o yamamo. We see the word or as a reference to day.
Shufeini is you have a last name?
Envelop me.
Envelop me.
No. Okay. Neshef means to jump on. Shof means to jump. I book the atma the shof meduchte. So the Gemara says, "Hasam hachikam at David." Over there, what David was saying is, "Ani amalti." I thought to myself, "Achoshech yishufeni lo lama ba shehu dome liyom." I thought the darkness would jump over me, the darkness would overtake me in the world to come. That the world to come is supposed to be like day. Achshav olam hazeh shehu dome lelaila. But now, what I've merited is that this world, in which God isn't easily discernible, we don't see Hashem easily, it's not like nighttime. Oh, ba'deini, Hashem made it light for me. Says Rashi, va'omar achoshech yishufeini, va'omar, savur hayiti, I thought, be'onyi, when I was suffering, shayiti nirdaf, when I was being chased, ach b'choshech ze'amut, I'll die in this darkness, v'hu yishufeini, v'hu yachshich tamid alai, I'll always have this darkness. Lashon neshef v'layla v'achoshech shayiti shorui bo lashon neshef v'layla. So the lashon yeshufeini is it will darken for me. I thought the darkness will really close in on me. V'achoshech shayiti shorui bo, and the darkness I was immersed in, nasa o ba'deini, became light for me. Etzli for me. V'gabei layla shayach lemeimar yom. And when David HaMelech is saying layla or ba'deini, so it makes sense that he's saying the night became day, not the night became light. Regarding night, the contrast is day. Yeah? So we're assuming, we're saying, you see, from here, David said the night became day for me. David HaMelech says, I said because of my sins, that I will lose out even the world to come. And now that God forgave me for that sin, even in this world where I was disgraced, Hashem lit up for me. That Hashem made known to David's enemies in the times of his son Shlomo that David was forgiven. The Gemara says in Moed Katan that when Shlomo wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he couldn't get through until he said that Hashem should do it for the sake of David. He said 24 tefillos and wasn't answered, and then he said, Hashem, please allow me to bring in the Aron for the sake of David, and then it worked. And then everyone saw that David's schus was more than everything else. Says the Gemara, Meiti ve'erab yudom el butkin ora ba'asar v'arba'asar shachit u'shata bi'ur. Rabbi Yehuda says you check or of the 14th, meaning the 14th by night. And if you didn't do it then in the 14th in the morning. And if not, then in the time in the noon when you have to get rid of it. Mitkama Rabbi Yehuda butkin ora ba'asar v'arba'asar shachit al ma'or utohu. So we see the Lashon of the Mishnah is that it refers to night as Or. So we see the word Or is a reference to night. Shma mina, that's a good proof. So we brought one proof, that when our Mishnah said Or la Arbasar, it was referring to the night of the 14th. Meiti vei, now we're going to try to bring another proof. Meimatai Arbasar asu basyat nacha. From what point is one prohibited from doing Milacha on the 14th in preparation for Pesach? Hablez ben Yaakov misha omer, misha ta'or. He says from the time of Or. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishat ha-netzach amar l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'Rabbi Yehuda v'chi echan matzinu yom shmitzato asu ba'asiyat melacha u'mikzato mutar ba'asiyat melacha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, where do we find such a concept that half the day is mutar and half is asur? Either if it's asur melacha, it should be from the night before when the day begins. If it's mutar, then the whole day is mutar. Amar leihu atzmo yochiach. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not true. You can see from this day itself shmitzato mutar ba'achilat chametz u'mikzato asur ba'achilat chametz. You see that the Isser of Achilles Chametz Middo Raisa is split. Part of the day is Mutter, part is Asr. Mid Kama Rabbi Yehuda Mishat Anitzachama Al Maot Kama Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Utahu. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said Neitz, so what time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov referring to? He's referring to the night before. Says the Gemara, no, my O Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant Amud HaShachar. Ihachi de kama lechan matzin yom shmiktsotom tam siam nachom mistasu ba siam nachon im eiu le nafshe heik alayla de kashar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara says then the rest of the brisa doesn't work, because then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's own raya, Rabbi Yehuda, could answer him, what do you mean? You yourself are saying the night before is mutter and the morning is asr. If what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant is from aloes, so then what's his taina? How could you split the day? He himself is splitting the day. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar bishna malidi diash kachna dekapalgi rabbanan ben imam aleleilia gebetaniot zibur." Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's taina was, if Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant from aloes to shachar, then it's not such a question, because he'll say what I'm saying, that divide between aloes and non aloes. Well, that we find that Chazal made such a chiluk that by Tanis Tzibur the Mishnah says at Matay Yochel Veshotat Shal Amud Hashachar Devar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Rabbi Shimon Omer Adchot Hagevin. So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says the Shitasi, we find that Chazal allowed you by Tanis Tzibur to eat until Alos. So you find that divide, but Shitasi, where do we find it? Ela Ledidach Shkachna Yomam Agufei Depangi BeRabanan. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that Chazal divided the day and said part of it is mutter, part of it is aser? Amar lehu atzmo yochiach shmitzato mutar b'achilat chametz, shmitzato asur b'achilat chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda answered him, no, you find even on this day that part of the day is mutter and chametz, part of the day is aser. Shapi come there, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara is getting sidetracked. The Gemara is saying, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda has a good claim. Hachi kam alei Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar answers him, no. Amina lachanam lachad rabbanan ba'atamuti chametz toraita. And Rav Elazar says, what do you mean? I'm talking about Rabbanon. Where do we find such a takana that Rabbanon instituted? You're coming to me with an answer, Chametz. Chametz the Torah said, Adach HaSachmana v'Adach HaSharachmana. The Torah can do whatever divide it wants. Sometimes the Torah says, till here is Mutter, from here is Aser. Ve'idach Shot Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda held, what do you mean? Even though the Torah answered part of the day, but Rabbanon added an hour or two to the Doraisa. So you find that Midrabanon, part of the day is Aser and part of the day is Mutter. So even though you're right, Midoraisa, the Torah divided the day, but Rabbanon also divided the day because they added to the Torah. And Rav Elazar held that's not a good raya. That's not called that Rabbanon divided the day. Rabbanon said if the Torah Asers Chametz from 6 hours, so we'll Aser it from 5 hours, we'll just do an extension to the Doraisa, we want to distance you from the last minute. So we add our Chaka. That's not called that Rabbanon Asered part of the day. That's called that the Torah Asered part of the day. And Rabbanon added our Chaka to the Torah. They said no, go an hour and a half, go 2 hours before to make sure you don't run into the Doraisa. But that's not called that Rabbanon Asered part of the day. Rav Elazar's Tain is, we don't find that the Rabbanon will Aser part of the day and be Mati part of the day. And Chametz isn't a good rye. Meisive, another rye the Gemara tries to bring. The pasuk says, "En masin masuot el al chodesh nirav bizmano lekodesho." When they raised the torches to give a sign that the chazal, that it, the month was a shortened month, so they'd only raise the torches on a month that was 29 days. We know some months are 29, some are 30. So they'd only raise the torches as a sign that this month was 29. The witnesses came in and told us the new moon was seen, and this month has 29 days. And at what time do they raise the torches? To the evening of the 30th. So we see that Or is a reference to the night. Shmamina, that's another good proof that Or is the night. I have a proof the other way. The Tosefta says that if a person was working in the Beis HaMikdash all night long, when the morning came, he has to again do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim to continue his Avoda. We know that in the beginning of Avoda, Kohanim... When would they raise the torches? In the evening of the Ibur. The Ibur is the 30th day. Meisivei, another ayah, this time a ayah in the other direction. If a kohen was standing all night long and bringing and being makriv the evarim, the emurim on the mizbeach, so then in the morning he has to again do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, divrei Rebbe. So the Gemara.
Ibur is what day? What?
Ibur
is what day?
The 30th day.
30th day of the month before.
Right. So that day is not. What?
If it was 30th. 31 days the month before?
There is no 31. It's either 29 or 30. So then they'd lift the... If it was 29, then they only knew about it the next morning. Meaning, you have a month that's 29 days. So then day number 30 is really Rosh Chodesh. There is no day 30. The witnesses come in on day 30 and say, last night in the evening, we saw... When do you see the new moon? You see it the night... The evening before sunset. just after sunset, or just after sunset. The sun sets, you see the new moon, and then it sets after the sun. So when do you see the new moon? You see the new moon on the night of Rosh Chodesh. So the witnesses can only come in the following morning and testify that last night we saw the new moon. So when could we light? When's the first time we could light the torches? The next night. The Matzei Rosh Chodesh. The new moon is seen the night of Rosh Chodesh. Just after sunset, you see the new moon and then it sets. So the witnesses can come in the morning of Rosh Chodesh and testify, last night we saw the new moon. And then the next night, which would be the night of the 30th, so that night they raise the torches to tell them that the past day was Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah of the Braisa says, if a kohen was standing and serving all night long on the Mizbeach, le'ora, in the morning he has to sanctify his hands and feet, Ivrei Rebbe. The Gemara says, that's not a raya. Ora shani. Ora can really mean the morning. Sirashi, you'll do on your own. I have to...